The company threatened to shut off the generation units at Byron and Dresden. They supply energy to more than 4 million homes and businesses. Exelon CEO and President Christopher Crane says that the closure is the result of, quote, poorly conceived energy policies. State Senator Dave Severson says nuclear energy keeps Illinois competitive.
From a pure cost standpoint, it is cheaper to operate the nuclear plants than it is wind or solar. And so it would make sense for us to look at, is there a way to help them survive?
Attempts to get new rules out of state lawmakers may be complicated in the wake of a bribery scandal involving ComEd, Exelon's subsidiary. Dresden is licensed to operate for another decade and Byron for another 20 years. The company plans to make official shutdown notifications to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission within 30 days. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.